Many of the Iditarod's most accomplished mushers are struggling with this year's trail. This morning, Lance Mackey scratched in Galena, citing personal health concerns. And Martin Boozer took a spill on the way into Unalakleet that had him blacking out from pain. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes caught up with Boozer to see how he'll make the remainder of his trip to Nome.
Just before Old Woman Cabin, I fell and bruised the back of my leg really, really hard. And passed out a few times. I couldn't come to, so I just rested. Well, I'm sorry, buddy. I just rested up there until I could bear the pain and moseyed on in here. And
what caused the fall?
That was just the fall. Second of misconcentration, I guess.
But you're not going to scratch?
No, I can't scratch. That would be like quitting. I can't quit.
I'm just curious. I mean, you've won this race and you've placed so high so many times, but why you can't quit, or what do you have to prove by getting there?
I got to prove that when you start something, you want to see it through. And I kind of want to do this for my son, who the last, since January 22nd, has a hell of a lot more to overcome than I have.
That was four-time Iditarod champ Martin Boozer. His son is recovering from a bad car accident in Seattle. As the Iditarod advances toward an early Tuesday morning finish in Nome, stay up to speed with overnight race coverage on our website at alaskapublic.org.